Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
This is G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. You listen to the Heart Love Radio Show, and I hope you guys are ready for a good night of conversation. We've been having a good time on Tuesday nights from 9 to 10. You know, I'm glad you can come. What's up, Mom? You know, please let me know that you're here. But I just want to say that I am just so excited to God bless me with this platform to really talk to you guys. I'm also live on Blog Talk Radio as well. So tonight's message we're talking about tonight, in the meantime. What's up, Kenton? Kenton Rogers in the house. You know, tonight we're talking about in the meantime. In the meantime, what? We've been talking about different things that God has placed on my heart as far as making decisions, believing in the power of God, believing what God is going to do in our lives. What's up, cuz? What's going on, Steven? Hey, Mom. How you doing? Yes. You know, it's good to be here. It's good to be here with you guys. You know, I appreciate you guys for your support and everything. What's going on, Steven? You know, and, you know, when I'm doing this, you know, can you guys see me? Sorry about that, guys. I have all these different things going through on my phone. But I just wanted to say that it's good to be here. Good evening, Mom. I hope everything is going well. But we've been talking about what God's been doing, what God is going to do in our lives. And tonight, I really want us to really focus on in the meantime. And you probably might be wondering, thank you for sharing this, cuz what do I mean by in the meantime? You know, God is always speaking. Most times, you know, we just got to listen. Be quiet to hear. And sometimes we lose our focus, we lose our way because of situations that we're going through and different things like that. And one of the things that I feel like God wants us to discuss, what's going on, Grace, you know, is the fact that what do you do when you've heard from God and you believe you've heard from God and you are wanting to know exactly which direction I should go in? I love you too, Mom. You know, in the meantime. And so I was like, Lord, what should we talk about tonight? What he put on my heart was in the meantime. You know, because sometimes we're in that waiting stage. We've been going through the things we've been going through. We've been dealing with the things we've been dealing with. And what do I do next? You know, what do I do next? I think sometimes we get lost in that waiting stage. We lose hope in that waiting stage. We lose that peace in that waiting stage. What's going on, Kersey? What's going on? We forget those things. What's up, Rob Dog? We forget those things. We lose hope in that waiting stage. So what do we do while we're in the waiting stage? What do we do? There are three things that God placed in my heart that we should do while we're in that waiting stage. And those who are coming on, we do this every week from 9 to 10. I appreciate you guys coming through, those who are staying with me. What's going on, Kersey? And I really, really, this is an interactive. So I'm talking, you guys are talking back to me. You can type me. You can type, we'll talk about the things you're talking about, as long as it's going along with the message. You know, but in the meantime, you know, sometimes we pray, we hope, Lord, bless me with this. Lord, I'm believing you for this. I'm believing you for that. We have all these different requests and different things for God, but, you know, God wants our attention. God wants our attention. It's not about what he can do for us, but what can we do for you, Lord? And I believe that once we get off of that, we have needs. We have needs. We have bona fide needs. We have bona fide needs. We have bona fide wants. What do I do during this time while I'm waiting? What do I do? So God hasn't forgotten you. You know, God hasn't forgotten me. You know, things don't actually happen as quickly as we might think that they should happen, but things are going to happen in God's timing, the way God wants things to go. And while we're waiting, while we're believing, what's up, Beverly? While we're waiting, while we're believing, we're going through so much sometimes. Like, should I believe? How should I believe? What should I do? And we have all these different things going through our minds. I know I have. Perhaps you don't, but I know that I have experienced that in my walk. So in the meantime, I'm like, okay, Lord, what do you mean by in the meantime? You know, bless God, Beverly. You know, I'm just going to just share this with you guys. I was sick recently this past weekend, and I was literally knocked out. I was in pain Friday night. I barely slept. You know, I thought it was food poisoning. My mother told me it wasn't food poisoning, but I knew something was happening. Something was going on with my body that should not be. And I was in pain. And during that time, you know, I'm always trying to be busy doing this. I'm always trying to be doing this. You know, I'm trying to write some music, trying to sing, trying to do some tracks, trying to write. I have a whole busy schedule of things I'm trying to do. And God knocked me. I'll say this. God allowed that to happen to me so I could really, really be still. I could not do anything. And it's amazing how we get so busy even trying to do things that we feel like the Lord wants us to do, the things you called me to do this, Lord, so I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But we don't leave room to spend time with God. You know, then there's some things that God's given us. He's told us what to do, but sometimes we might not want to do it. Lord, please speak to me. And God is speaking, telling us what he wants us to do. We say, I don't want to do it that way. I want to do it this way. And what happens is that we end up being in this place where we're constantly busy trying to be Lord of our own lives. And that's not what God wants for us to do. Yeah, I'm guilty of that too, Beverly. Thank you for being honest. I'm guilty of that too, Beverly. Trying to do everything for the Lord, but In some of those cases, we don't actually do some of those steps he's told us to do. And while we're waiting, we're like, well, I could be doing this. I could be doing that. Maybe I do this. Maybe I do that. And God wants us just to get to that point where we're just sitting down at Jesus' feet. We're just in prayer, spending time with the Holy Spirit. We're spending time praying, praising God, blessing him for life, blessing him for direction. Instead of being so busy, you know, like that whole Mary and Martha incident in the Bible where, you know, Martha was like, tell her to get up because we have some things to do. And she's up there at your feet. And we're trying to get this house together for you, you know, and Jesus had to slightly rebuke her. You know, the biggest thing is this. In the meantime, you know, while we're waiting for God, while we're waiting for that direction from the Lord, spend some time with them. Spend some time with the Holy Spirit. You know, spend some time in prayer. Meditate on God's word. You know, spend time meditating. Spend time focusing on what God wants you to do with your life. Why is this important? If you're serious about doing the things of God, if you're serious about going to the next level, you know, we got to be serious. So I want to talk about this in the meantime. In the meantime, while you're waiting, while you feel like maybe perhaps God has spoken to you and has told you what he wants you to do, and while you're waiting for situations to happen, what do you do? One of the first things that God told me about is about prayer. Praise God, Beverly. Praise God. You know, it's about prayer. Pray. What do we do in the meantime? While we're waiting, what are we doing? We're praying. You know, James chapter 5, verse 16 says this, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, righteousness, righteous man, a man who's in right standing before God, you know, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We pray while we're waiting. In the meantime, we're praying. We're praying. We're praying, Lord, what do you want us to do? What do you want? Which direction do you want us to go in? So we're praying. You know, and while we're doing that, we're also praying to hear God's voice and direction. You know, we've got to spend time. Just like if you're in a relationship, a friendship, you have a friendship, you spend time with that person. You know, the Holy Spirit is not an it. He's a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. You know, spend time with God. Spend time meditating so you hear his voice. Hear him speak to you. You know, spend time wanting to get that direction while you're waiting. In the meantime, while you're waiting, Lord, what would you want me to do right now? You know, Benny Hinn had written this book a long time ago, Good Morning, Holy Spirit. And I remember when I read that years ago, it really impacted my life. You know, get up and saying, good morning, Lord. Good morning. You know, what would you have me to do today? In the meantime, we're talking about in the meantime while you're waiting. What's that, Barrett? While you're waiting for God to move in your life, while you're waiting on those promises that God said he would do in your life, while you're waiting, what should you be doing? Praying. Because prayer works. Prayer changes things. We got to spend the time getting that direction. Yeah. Yeah, Beverly, just like you said, Beverly says this, content in all situations. Thank you, God. You know, that's so true, Beverly. You know, being content in all situations, being content. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had some issues with being content in all situations. Sometimes we like to say, Lord, I can be content, but when it comes uneasy and and it's not something that we really want to happen, we want to be in that position, it's hard to be content when you're going through. It's hard to be content. What's up, Larray? It's hard to be content when you're going through situations. It's hard to be content in those uncomfortable periods of times. And one of the things I've always said, if you've been tuning in weekly on Tuesdays from 9 to 10, is this. Learn to become comfortable being uncomfortable. You know, learn to be that content regardless of the situation, regardless of what pain you might be experiencing in that time. You know, learn to be content. You know, so we pray to hear God's voice. We pray for direction. You know, and the thing about this, James 4:7 says this, submit yourself to God. We're talking about submission. Now, if you have your Bibles, feel free to turn to James chapter 4, verse 7. And this is what it reads. We're talking about submitting ourselves. So in the meantime, we're still waiting to hear from God. We're still waiting to see his direction. You know, and James 4:7 says this, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8 says this, come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. You know, so submitting ourselves to God's will. Why is it important? Because, you know, we can pray all day. But if we're not willing to submit ourselves to to God's word, if we're not willing to submit, you know, it negates our prayer sometimes. You know, we have to be willing to do that thing that we're praying. We have to be willing to do what God's placing for us to do. We have to be willing to submit ourselves to God's word and submission to his plan for our lives. In the meantime, because remember, God is speaking to us. You know, God is continually trying to get our attention. And if we saying where Christians want to do God's will, then we have to be willing to do it. So while we're waiting for God to move in our lives, while we're waiting to see how things are going to unfold, we still have to pray. What do you guys feel about prayer? How has prayer impacted your life as you wait, as you're waiting for God to speak to you, while you're waiting for God to move in your life, while you're waiting for God to deal with that situation in your life? How has prayer affected you? That's what I want to know. How has prayer changed your life? Be willing to share, guys. And in the meantime, yeah, it's absolutely necessary. That's what Beverly writes. It's absolutely necessary. Mom, what do you have to say? I know you have a lot to say. You know, and prayer, you know, the thing about it is this, Beverly, prayer is necessary. Because while we're waiting, you know, we have to live a lifestyle of prayer. And I admit this. When you're going through sometimes, it's hard to stay focused. It's hard to pray. But we got to pray. And when we're praying, we got to believe. We got to believe. We got to hope. You know, here's what, sometimes in life, we go through seasons and where we might feel like we're all alone and as if the voice of God is silent. There's hope in that while you are waiting, there are things God has told you to do that you are undone. Perhaps you are waiting for a breakthrough. It's here. Just do what God has called you and told you to do. And in the meantime, while you're waiting to see how God is going to unfold these things, you pray. You submit yourself to God and to his will for your life. You know, like just like Beverly just wrote a minute ago, prayer is absolutely necessary. It's absolutely necessary. We cannot make it without prayer. We cannot, not sure to God, we cannot make it without prayer. And then I was like, okay, Lord, what else should we do? What else should we do while we are waiting in the meantime? And what he put in my heart was this: do what you hear. You know, James 2:17 talks about the fact that it says that faith without works is dead. That's basically what it's saying. Faith without works is dead. It says, in the same way, faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead. So in the meantime, we're praying. We're submitting ourselves to God to see how God's going to lead us, in which direction he's going to lead us. And when he speaks to us, we've got to go ahead and do that thing. Like a Nike slogan, just do it. Just do it. And the thing about it is that I can say I have faith all day, but like it says in James, the second chapter, verse 17, if it's not accompanied by action, that faith is dead. You know, Beverly writes this, serve him in all we do. You know, the thing about it is this. This is not an easy walk. You know, and I would sit here and be lying to you if I were to tell you that this is an easy walk. We're pressing toward perfection, but we're not perfect. We have all sinned and we've all fallen short of the glory of God. But the thing about it is this. Those things that God's placed in our hearts for us to do, we've got to do it. And just like you said, Beverly, we got to serve him in all we do. What's up, April? And not only that, we got to put the action. We know, like some people say, we have to put the action behind the talk. We've got to actually do the thing. You know, we can say, God has called me to create a center for children, you know, who are going through and dealing with issues. But guess what? If I don't take the necessary steps to learn how to do that, how to bring that part to pass, then what am I doing? I'm just talking. You really don't know where people are until you see that. Put the action behind the talk. I can talk all day, Now I can talk, and if I fall and I get back up, great. You know, sometimes we're going to make mistakes. Sometimes we're going to make mistakes, but are we even trying to do better? Are we even trying to take steps toward our dreams? You know, this is what Beverly writes. Teach, not easy, but it is so worth it. God is amazing. You know, praise God, Beverly. You know, he really is, isn't he? He really is amazing. And it's so worth it. It's so worth it. You know, I've shared before, I felt as if I had gone through hell and back at one point. And I'm experiencing this newness that this new season is just different. It's totally different. But I can tell you that in the meantime, I'm constantly having to pray. Even sometimes when I don't even feel like I want to pray, I've got to pray. You know, and then when God speaks, and as he's speaking, I've got to be willing to do it. I've got to be willing to put my faith into action. Just like wanting to lose weight. People can talk about losing weight all day. But if you're not going to the gym and moving, as my mother would say, it's all talk. It's all talk. You've got to put some action behind the words that you're saying. You know, if you have a desire to minister to abused women, you know, you've got to learn. You know, there's a season for everything. It's not going to necessarily happen overnight. There are some things that we've got to do. There are some things that we know we've got to do. And sometimes we wait and we say, Lord, you know, just like this, there's certain things, parts of living where you just know in order to survive, you got to eat. If you don't eat anything, you're going to die. If you don't drink something, you're going to die. Some of us have hopes and we have dreams, but if we're not willing to do what we're supposed to do, then guess what? That dream is going to die. What do I do in the meantime? Well, I feel like I'm waiting. Well, you know, in the meantime, you can be praying. You can still be acting. You can be still put those action behind the words that you speak. You can actually still make strides towards that dream, and God will lead you and guide you. He just wants to see if you're willing to step out on that water of faith. Are you willing to take that step? Don't say, I want to do this, but it's not going to happen for me. Well, who's told you it's not going to happen for you? God can open up a door that no man can open. He can close a door that no man can close. Okay, I might even get it mixed up, but you get the point. God is able to do it. With man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And that's the point. So in the meantime, while you're waiting, put some faith, put some works behind that faith. Put some action behind that faith. Otherwise, everything you're saying is just words. At least try. You know, and also this, when you're doing what you're hearing, take some steps. Take some steps. Sometimes it can become overwhelming thinking about the things you've got to do. Like if you're to do a to-do list and you say, I have to do X, Y, Z. Then you have a whole bunch of things after that Z. You know, and then you end up saying, look, this is too much. I'm not going to do it at all. No, take steps. Even you got to take baby steps in that meantime. In the meantime, while you're waiting, while you're praying, while you're making sure that you're hearing God's voice, and then when you hear his voice, while you're doing the things he's telling you to do, you put an action behind those things, you take those steps. Take those baby steps to get to your goal. Take those steps, those necessary steps, to get to the next level. You know, instead of looking and saying, I have to do 10 miles. Let me break it down. 2 miles. Instead of thinking about the long term, think about the short term goal. If I do this, now I'll be at this place. Once you get to that place, now it's time for me to keep on doing it so I can get to this next spot. Do what you hear God is telling you to do. Act on, put your faith into action. Take those necessary steps. And then knowing his voice. We've got to know God's voice. And that comes by spending time with God. That comes spending time meditating. It comes spending time with prayer. And the word of God is, you know, God and the word of God, where Jesus talks about, you know, my sheep will hear my voice. You know, and in order to do that, you got to spend that time with God. So you can, then you got to know. Ask him, if you need confirmation, ask him to confirm it in your life. Confirm whatever that thing is that you believe that he's telling you to do. So take that step. I mean, what do you guys think about that? I hope it's not, you know, Beverly's speaking to me. What are you guys thinking about that? About what I'm talking about? I want to hear from you. What do you guys think about that? You know, because I don't want this just to be a time where we're just coming through and just looking at me. I want to hear from you as well. I want to hear from you as well. You know, and you know, and feel free to share this link on your page as well so people can hear and maybe people can also contribute as well to this conversation. You know, doing what you hear. You take the steps. Why do you take the steps? You've got to. Thank you, Beverly. Beverly writes this. Very true. I do it all the time. He will confirm it. Yeah, you know what? That is so true. That's so true. Only thing we have to do is ask him, right, Beverly? Just pray, ask, Lord, I'm believing that you're saying this to me. Can you confirm this to make sure that I'm on the right path, that I'm doing the right thing? You know, and one of the things I want to tell you is this. In the meantime, while you're waiting, while you are doing what you feel like you're hearing him to do, tell you do, sometimes you got to be quiet. Sometimes you got to be quiet about the things that he's telling you to do. One thing my mom would always tell me, she would say, you know, you always share everything. Anything God tells you, you go and you share. Or if something's on your mind, you go and you talk. You get advice here, advice there, advice from everywhere. But it's amazing how God works in your life when you can just be quiet, hear what he's telling you to do, and go ahead and do it. You don't have to go and broadcast it. You don't have to go and tell everyone what God has called you to do. Unless it's something he's put in your heart for you to do. But sometimes you just have to be quiet and do that thing that he's telling you to do. You know, why do I think this is important? I think this is so important because we are in a season where God's given us gifts, he's given us dreams, he's given us desires. He wants us to make it. He wants to use us for his glory. But sometimes we miss it in the meantime. In the meantime, while we're in between stages of waiting to see what God's going to do and why, you know, we miss it sometimes because we're so concerned with everything else. And just like you, Beverly wrote tonight, he is faithful to his word. He is faithful to his word, and his word will not return to him void. We'll accomplish that which it was sent out to accomplish. You know, and that's so true, Beverly. He is faithful to his word. You know, do we have that faith the size of a mustard seed to actually make those steps? Do we have that faith? And I believe that's what God wants to know. Do we have that faith? So in the meantime, while we're waiting, we're praying, we're doing what we hear, we're praising God. Praise breaks the yoke. Your praise breaks up the setup of the enemy in your life. When you can sit there and say, and praise God, and you have some real major issues before you, where in your mind you say, your mind saying, why am I praising? Because you're dealing with this X, Y, and Z. My mom writes this. You're doing a great job. In the meantime, when God speaks to you, don't tell everyone because everyone is not for you. You know what? Thank you, Mom, for saying that again. In the meantime, when God speaks to you, don't tell everyone because everyone is not for you. That's one thing that my mom has always taught me, you guys. Thank you for sharing that, Mom. You can't tell everyone everything because everyone is not in your corner. Everyone is not rooting for your success. But when you're quiet and you do what God has called you to do, what's up, D? When you're quiet and you do what God has called you to do, you haven't announced it to everyone, you know, but you've done it. It's amazing. I've experienced that. It's amazing when you really, really do that. Because you want to have people praying against you. Listen, people pray against you. People will pray and speak their things that they don't believe, their unbelief in your life. And sometimes when they speak that, we digest and take into our spirit everything that they're saying. We digest and take their unbelief instead of the faith that God has given us, instead of walking in our own faith, we take what people have to say about situations. That's how God told me in some places, shut your mouth. Keep your mouth shut. I'm going to do this. Then when I do it, everyone's going to know that I've done this in your life. Hey, good evening, D. How you doing? You know, we're talking about in the meantime, D, when you're waiting for God to do some things that he said he's going to do in your life, what do we do in the meantime? One of the things we talked about was praying, doing what you hear, and then praise. You know, praise. You know, and the thing about it is this. Sometimes you don't know what you're made of until you've gone through some things. Sometimes you don't, I can say have faith all day. But if I never go through any resistance, if I never deal with any tests or trials, how am I going to know what I'm really, 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 really made of? What's up, Trina? You know, sometimes we are tested to see, do we really, really believe? But in the meantime, while we're waiting for God to speak to us, in the meantime, it's very, very important that while we are praising God, that we're doing those things that we're supposed to do, and we're focused on not on necessarily getting people's attention, but we're focusing on God and what direction he's trying to lead us in our lives. Praise, your praise breaks up the enemies. You know, set up the things he's trying to set you up with. One thing I've learned is this: when you're quiet and you do the things that God's placed in your heart to do, you don't have that as much. People don't know what you're doing. They can't speak negativity into your life because some people want to stay in their mess. Some people don't want to go to the next level. Some people just don't want to see you succeed. You know, but I want you to know this. When we really, really, really are really serious about God moving in our lives, we don't have to broadcast everything that he's doing in our lives. Some things are just for us to know. You know, sometimes God places in our hearts to tell other people and to share with other people. I do believe that we do go through things to help people, but there's a time and there's a place for everything. You know, yeah, D writes this, oh yes, pray, focus on God, and praise. And that's right. Now, I got to be honest. It's kind of hard to praise when you have a light bill that's due. Sometimes it's hard to praise when you're saying, Lord, I'm not sure how I'm going to get through this. But when I look back over my life, when I look back over the things I've gone through, I can praise him, and I should praise him because he's good, and he's been good in my life. You know, in the meantime, while we're waiting, God is still working. We might feel as if he's not working, but he is still working. Yeah, my mom says this, hallelujah, shut your mouth and listen to that still, small voice. And that's so true, Mom. That is so true. That's exactly what we've got to do. You know, and sometimes we've got to take authority over all those other different things that are going, trying to go through our minds, so we can get to that point where we hear that still small voice speaking to us. You know, know, praise makes a big, big difference. What's up, Chris? Praise makes a big difference. In John chapter 4, verse 23-4, it writes this. He says this. I'm going there right now. John chapter 4, verse 23-24. And first of all, I want to say thank you guys for coming, for tuning in. And thank you guys for sharing this on your page as well. 23-24, it states this. Yet a time is coming. It has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. You know, while we're praising God, we gotta worship him in spirit and in truth, knowing who he fully is, knowing who he is. Thank you, Kirstie. Knowing who he is, knowing who we are nothing without God. You know, we've all sinned. We've all fallen short. Well, we can worship him just knowing that we're worshiping the Almighty God, the one who has allowed us to see another day, the one who is working in our lives. We got to worship him in spirit and in truth. My mom writes this, praise him from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. He's worthy to be praised. Beverly writes this, yes, get intimate with the master. You know what? Beverly, we were talking about this last week when you write that about, first of all, mom, he definitely is worthy to be praised. We got to worship him in spirit and truth. And when we worship him in spirit and truth, we recognize that we are not perfect. We recognize our mistakes, our shortcomings. We shouldn't run and hide. We should run toward him. We shouldn't run and hide. We should run toward God. We should run toward him. He already knows our struggles. He already knows what we're dealing with. He already knows our shortcomings. He knows everything. And when you said about getting intimate with the master, Beverly, you are telling the truth, Beverly. You're telling the truth there. We've got to get intimate with the master. Hope you guys are still with me, because I'm having some issues. I'm having some issues. Sorry about that, guys. Lost you guys for a second. I apologize. But, you know, just like you were saying, Beverly, about getting intimate with the master. For those who just, you know, we just got a little disconnected just for a second, and I apologize for that. But, yeah, we got to be willing to get intimate with the master. We got to be willing to hear what God really wants us to say to us. We talk about being vulnerable. We talk about the fact of, that we have our layers. We have layers to our personalities. We have the person that we present to the public. Then we have the person who we are. And some of us have multiple layers. But we got to be willing to get intimate with the master. We got to be willing to really allow him to really speak, because it's like if we cannot be transparent with God who created us, you know, it's like who can we be real with? You know, but we've got to worship him in spirit, and we have to worship him in spirit and truth. Kirstie writes this, we have to put our very existence in God's hands and meet him halfway in our destiny. Ooh, that's a good one right there, Kirstie. I'm going to read that again. We have to put our very existence. Kirstie writes this, guys. We have to put our very existence in God's hands and meet him halfway in our destiny. Mm-hmm. Meet him halfway. That's really powerful. That's really, really powerful, CJ. I call him CJ, but that's Kirstie. You know, that's true. We got to place our existence in God's hands. In God's hands. talk about being vulnerable. You know, because sometimes God has us go in different ways, and we say, Lord, how did I end up in this, going in this direction? It was all part of God's plan. But we have to be willing. Willing, like you're saying, Kirstie, willing to put our existence, our very existence, in God's hands. Not, and meet him halfway in our destiny. That means we have to be willing to walk. That means that while in the meantime, while we're praying, while we're hearing, meditating on God's word, while we're praising him, we have to be willing to do that thing that he's called us to do. And we've done that. And meet him halfway in our destiny. That's powerful. I'm going to really, really meditate on that one, Kirstie. I'm going to really, 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 really meditate on that one. You know, Psalm 21, verse 13. And I thank you for sharing that, Kirstie. CJ is a little quiet. But he's a powerful man of God. Powerful young man of God. Psalm 21, verse 13, reads this. It says, be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your might. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your might. Again, be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your might. I just want to encourage you today that while you might be going through some things in your life, while God might have and has probably spoken to you, I just want to encourage you to praise him. Exalt him. Don't exalt the issue that you might be dealing with. Don't exalt the frustration. Don't allow yourself to become frustrated. Don't forget about the promises of God. Don't forget about who God is. Don't forget how powerful God is, what he can do, what he has done in your life. Don't exalt your situations or negative situations or persons, places, things. Exalt God. And it says, be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. God is all powerful. And you might not feel as if your situation will come to pass. You might feel as if things that you are waiting for God to do, he's not going to do. But if he's told you it's going to happen, believe it's going to happen. If he's told you that he's going to make a way, believe that way has already been made. If you're believing that God is going to work in your financial areas and different things that might seem impossible, believe that he can do that. In the meantime, exalt him. In the meantime, exalt him in his strength, as the writer writes and has written in Psalm 21:13. We will sing and praise your might. Sing. Sing. Praise him. Praise him for who he is. Praise him for being mighty. Praise him for being Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Praise him. Praise him. You know, and that's what happens. In the meantime, while we're waiting for God to work in our lives, we pray. We do what we hear God tells us to do. Then we praise him and believe that it shall come to pass. Now, there's some. If you would have told me a year ago, I would be where I'm at right now. I couldn't have seen it. I believed it. I was going through so much, and I tell you, my faith was smaller than a mustard seed. My faith, I was holding on to, my faith was like the size of a piece of hair. That's what I was holding on to. And I'm telling you, when you're going through, in the meantime, God's still working it out. He's still working it out, but he wants us to get to this place where we mature, where we become mature in our faith, where we can become mature in knowing who he is? Can we remain babes? Can we be effective as babes in Christ? And some of us have been Christians all our lives. When we go through, we really know where our faith really lies. No, it's not because of quote unquote how good we feel we are. It's not about that. We're all sinners saved by grace. You know, but God wants us to get to this point where we become mature, where we can become mature Christians. Trials are going to come. Situations are going to come. But if you can just sit back and look back and see where God has brought you from, what God has brought you through, then we can really know that even this situation that we might be going through, that God's going to work it all out for our good. And that's where we need to get to. We need to get to that place. Hey, Tracy, we need to get to that place where we can pray, where we can do what we hear God tells us to do. What's up, cuz? And where we can praise him for just who he is. We can just praise him. Hey, Tracy, how are you doing? Where we could just praise God for who he is. If you don't do another thing for me, I'm going to praise you now. You know, we're in the meantime. In the meantime, while we're waiting for God to work in our lives, or to visually see, we have to believe that he's going to do it. And, you know, once you've gone through it, it's like you're on the other side of that situation. You've seen God move. You know, don't become complacent. Continue to pray. I know for myself, when I become complacent, I stop praying. Stop spending time hearing, trying to hear, and stop praising. We can't do that. We cannot do that. Let me tell you this. You know, when you feel as if, I've gotten through one hurdle, here's another one. But we know what God has done in our lives. We know what he has done. Yeah, like you said, without ceasing. That's it, Beverly, without ceasing. Without ceasing, without ceasing. We have to pray without ceasing. You know, we have to always, one of my mentors would tell me this, wake up as a student. I wake up every morning as a student, willing to learn. And sometimes in order to learn, we have to listen. If we will listen, if we will quiet down our mind, if we will bind up the enemy. What's up, Jackie? What's up, sister? If we will bind up the enemy in our lives, the negativity, and just focus on what God's told us to do and what he's called us to do, we're going to see some breakthroughs in our lives. Remember, we've got to pray. Spend time hearing what God is telling us to do. Put that faith into action. Do the thing. Praise. Praise God for being almighty. Praise him for being your protector, your healer, your provider. Praise him because he's worthy to be praised. And in the meantime, don't stop praying. In the meantime, don't stop listening. In the meantime, don't stop praising him. And then go ahead and do that thing. But we can never let up. We can never think that we've made it. While we're on this side, guys, we've got to continuously do this. We can't stop. Miss you guys, Jackie. We cannot afford to stop. We cannot afford to stop. It's amazing to see how God uncovers his word. If anything, if you don't take anything, once you've gone through these things, guess what? And you've seen God work and you've experienced him move in your life. You cannot become complacent and think that you can stop. You can never think that you can stop. You got to pray without ceasing. Amen, Mom. Glory, Beverly. You've got to pray. Guys, how many of us really spend time praying? How many of us really spend time really just listening to and hear what God is saying to us? And then when we start doing those things he's called us to do, we're going through that spot where we're in that meantime, in the meantime spot. Guess what? What's up, Tanya? We still got to do all these things. In the meantime, remind yourself who God is. Remind yourself what he has done for you. Think about those times when you had nothing. The same God who blessed you when you had nothing, the same God who is with you when you have something, when you think you have something. If he brings you to it, he'll bring you through it. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. And I'm speaking to myself. You know, I hope you guys are blessed tonight. I'm blessed. In the conversation, yeah. My mom writes this, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, to God be the glory. Yeah, that was one of the songs that I had written on my first CD, Turn Your Eyes to Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and all the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. I did medley. That song has been around for a while. What's up, Cornell? You know, and that's the thing. In this faith walk, where we have those in the meantime moments where we feel as if we're in between the promise and the fulfillment of the promise, we've got to do these things. We've got to pray. We've got to pray. We've got to do what we hear. We've got to praise God for what he can do for us, but for who he is. For who he is. What's up, Cornell? What's up, bro? Thank you so much, Beverly. Thank you. Please keep in your prayers. You know, I'm telling you this. We're always under constant attack, but God is greater than our situation. God is greater than the enemy. And again, for those who are coming through now, I just want to remind you, the things that God tells you to do doesn't have to be broadcast to everyone. You know, sometimes God has us to be quiet and just to do the things he's placing us in our heart, on our hearts to do. Because when we speak sometimes, we're giving people the opportunity to speak negativity in our lives. You know, we're giving the enemy an opportunity to make it even harder. But God is greater. I just want to encourage you guys tonight. Hope you're encouraged. In the meantime, again, while you're waiting for the promise and the fulfillment of that promise that God has told you he would do and work in your life, continuously, without ceasing, pray. Spend a time here. And then praise God for who he is. Jackie writes this, we love you, Gregory. Always praying for you and your family. Continue to be a blessing to all. Thank you. I love you too, Jackie. I love you guys. That's my other family in Georgia. Love you guys always, always. You guys are such a blessing. Thank you so much. And we're always praying for you too, Jackie. Love you guys. And thank you for being a blessing. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in tonight. You know, I'll be back next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless you. And I hope something said and or spoken tonight has touched your life. And I hope it encourages you to keep it on in your walk. God bless you guys. Have a good one. And I appreciate you guys for listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. God bless you. I'm going to leave you with Jonathan Reynolds, Can I Tell It All?
tell it all. God has